WRUJ 362 Nancy. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRUD474KO and WRKM882Karen. They were both unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXT 583 Gina, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRXT 583 Gina. Copy that. You're just a little bit staticky, but we can understand you pretty clearly. So I'm assuming you've been listening, and the ladies have been talking about fire safety, fire drills, how to escape in case of emergency. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Gina? One thing that people have a two-story house in there. Sorry, Gina, there was mostly static in the background, and I only heard bits and pieces. Do you want to maybe try again? Sure, let me relocate myself. That's way better. What I was saying was, can you hear me better now? Yes, ma'am, that's way better. What I was saying was that if you have a multiple-story home, you need to be able to get yourself out of the top story if you can't get down the stairs. There's different ways to get out of windows and, you know, portable ladder-type situations that you should be thinking about. And also animals, if you don't have like a whole herd of animals, but you have horses or goats or chickens that are able to be moved, especially the horses and the goats and things, need to be trailer trained so that you can get them into the trailers in an instant, not being have to try to wrestle with them to get them out. And when you have rescue teams coming out to get your animals, you need them to be able to load. So that's something that people can be practicing with their animals all the time.
Copy that. Yeah, that's a really good idea. That way, because they're going to be panicking too, so if you can train them ahead of time, it won't be so hard. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Gina?
No, that's all. It's been an interesting listen, everybody. All good advice.
Copy that. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving forward. Good job, ladies. We've completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check or would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Great.
597, comment.
597, Jill, go ahead.
I just texted you the name of the booklet and the address and phone number of the Josephine County Emergency Management, so you can send it if you want to send it out to everybody else.
Copy that. I will
send that text out to everyone as soon as I can, either today or tomorrow. Is there anyone else?
Yes, this is WQZA 709, Marcia.
709, Marcia, go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to check in for Lee, WRZL 684.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much. We will check WRZL 684 Lee in. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else out there? And thank you for sending that information, Jill. I will get that out as soon as I can. WRMB 624C would like to invite everyone interested to check out the live music at the dance club from 1 to 4 every Friday at the Fairgrounds Square Dance Building. On Mondays, they have live dance lessons from 11:30 to 1, ballroom dance lessons from 1 to 2, and live music, open dance, 2 to 3:30. So, September 23rd, they had one on Monday, September 9th, and on September 23rd from 2 to 3:30, they have an 18-piece swing band, so please go enjoy. Great. If there are no more ladies out there that would like to join in at this time, thank all of you Patriot ladies for participating. We appreciate knowing that there are more of us out there that are willing to step up, even if it's out of our normal comfort level. We will make mistakes, but we are getting better as we practice. Radio independence is becoming a reality. Patriot Ladies radio check completed. 359 Karen returning frequency back to normal traffic. 359 Karen monitoring.